You're listening to KNKX. Public radio listeners and staff are remembering Carl Castle. The longtime NPR newscaster died Tuesday at the age of 84. Carl was most recently a fixture on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, but his voice will be familiar to many listeners. For decades, he was the newscaster on Morning Edition. 88.5's Jeffrey Reddick talked with former Morning Edition host Bob Edwards about its time working with Carl Castle.
He started every morning in my office. He would come in and sit down, and we would just chat for 15 minutes, and that's how he started his day. And we'd talk a lot of basketball. And, of course, as a news anchor, he was flawless. His judgment was spot on, and his work ethic. We had a day in 1978, back when I was hosting All Things Considered, and it snowed so badly I couldn't get out my front door. I mean, it was white from top to bottom. So I just closed the door and declared the play day. Carl walked from Alexandria, Virginia, along the Potomac River, across the 14th Street Bridge, and into downtown D.C. and did the All Things Considered newscast that night. That's the kind of guy Carl was.
Is there a particular memory that you have of him that makes you laugh on a day like today to remember him fondly?
Oh, I think his work on Wait, Wait, because more than a journalist, Carl was a broadcaster. And I think he missed all those years of not being able to entertain. He learned magic tricks and did magic show so he could entertain people. And when he got to Wait, Wait, and he could do all the voices and the silliness, he was in his glory. He just loved it. And his sense of humor came through on that show, and I'm so glad he got to do that. Carl used to say, he had one joke he always used, that he got up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He said he should get up at 1:55, but it just seemed so early. But he was the sweetest man I ever knew. He never had a bad word about anybody. He was gracious. People would come to the building and want to meet Carl, and he would not feel imposed upon at all. He would greet them and chat them up and make them feel welcome. And unlike me, he would remember their names. You know? He was a real people person and just the nicest human being. He was like that whenever we would go out to member stations. He would really get into people. He would, you know, and make them feel like they were the only ones in the room. That he was there to see them. And that's a gift. That's a special kind of person.
That's former Morning Edition host Bob Edwards talking to KNKX about his friend and colleague Carl Castle, who died Tuesday at the age of 84.